Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, race fans. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Ultralight Railway Brake Sticks. I'm your host, Pete, and we are coming to you live from from Lernersville Speedway here in western Pennsylvania. And it has been a great night of racing so far. The weather has cleared out. We avoided any and all of the rain. And we have been on track with cars since about 4:30, 5 o'clock this afternoon. And the dirt has been flying in awesome action. And we are here in the Mobile 357 Woodworks Studios, high above the racetrack in the skybox. And I have with me Matt Allen of the A-Main Podcast. He is here tonight, of course, doing his race car duties with sprint car driver AJ Flick. And we are in the studio now. We're going to go over some things that's going on here at Lernersville Speedway. Matt, what are these cars that we're looking at on the track right now?
So the heat race we just got done watching was the modifieds, which is a big staple of racing here in western Pennsylvania. Rex King was in that. He's one of the bigger names you'll find around here, as well as Brian Schwartzlander. And for those of you that follow our show, on my show, we were on the 32 car of Chris Rudolph. He recently just returned to racing, and this year he switched over from the number 25 to the number 32 modifieds. He was running third out in Bedford last week, and he had a flat tire and ended up running around and finished 10th. It's been a great show overall here tonight, Pete. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the racing here has been pretty fantastic. Matt, we already saw the sprint cars. They had three heat races that they ran. We've got a good field of sprint cars here tonight. I'd say about, what'd you say, about 16?
16, 17 around.
Yeah.
16, 17 around there, yeah, for sure.
And then we had the late models. They just ran a couple heat races as well.
That was an interesting couple heat races for sure. One guy got junked for the night. Mike Pegger got junked. I don't know if he'll be back on track, but that'll certainly play out in the future, the rest of the season, because it was dicey there for sure. He left on the hook, put it that way.
Yeah. The first heat race for the late models went pretty smooth. I don't believe we had any cautions. But, yeah, like you said, that second heat race for the late models, we didn't even run a lap the first three or four restarts.
Yeah.
We had the one car that was – you can tell it's the first night of racing for some of these guys. He just couldn't get the handle in turn one.
He got black flagged, and it was the owners were standing behind us. I think they said that was the first black flag they've ever seen at this raceway since they've owned it.
Yeah,
that's pretty insane. But we're about to start the second modified heat race here, and for those of you who don't know, because this is an Ohio-based show, this heat race, we have Jeremiah Schengeldecker, who should probably win this heat race. He's a local, I don't know if he's any championships here, but I know he has a bunch of wins here. And right behind him in the 18 is Colton Walters. We've had him on our show, and our logo is also on his car. That's, I just love the look of his car.
Yeah, these are some pretty sweet-looking cars here that we've got. How many laps do these guys run in their heat races?
I believe this is my it's eight laps for the heat races. This is my first night of the season too. I'm having a brain fart, but so eight laps for the heat race, and then each feature is different for each division. Like the sprint car is maybe 25, and the, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, but I believe all the heat races for all the divisions are eight laps, which is a good amount of laps.
Yeah, it's enough for these guys to get a feel, especially on the first night of racing back. This is the season opener here at Lernerville for 2020, of course, with the pandemic and everything going on and governor's orders and just about every state across the country. A lot of racetracks were feeling the heat of that. And here we are at Lernerville for the first night of racing. Now, there was a track or two in PA that did run in March before they got shut down. Oh, we got a bad wreck in 3 and 4. 13 car got a little too high in the cushion there and jumped it. I think it was just single car wreck. No. Nope, I think he was by himself. Yep. But Matt works with AJ Flick, who runs sprint cars here at Lernerville. But AJ actually ran a race or two in March, you guys, before everything got shut down. There was a track that was actually running in March.
Right. We actually, Port Royal had its first two races of the season. We ran those two races. And then everything immediately got shut down. You know, the whole world got shut down, literally.
Right.
For some of these guys, tonight running in all divisions, it's literally their first race of the season. So Lernerville did a really good job last week having a practice session for these guys who haven't had an opportunity to run yet.
Yeah.
Although some tracks were running last week, Thunder Hill up in Thunder Mountain up near Punxsutawney was running. So it's tough to – do you go practice or do you go race? If you're a regular at a track, I would probably go practice just so you get the feel down for the season.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the practice doesn't pay the money.
Right.
So, but I think Lernerville has done a great job with their practice. And because of that, I think they were able to race today. And everything seems smooth. I mean, the grandstands are jam-packed. I see a bunch of happy faces. No one's pouting yet. Maybe some drivers are pouting. But no, it's an absolutely gorgeous night in Starkville, Pennsylvania.
Of course, Matt, most of the faces you can't see because we have to wear masks. But the ones that we can see, they do have a smile on their face. And I'll tell you what, for this being the first night, Matt, here at Lernerville, the track looks phenomenal. The track crew here has done an awesome job to get this track ready for all these divisions.
The track is in phenomenal shape. I don't know how much rain they got out here today, but the track is really racy. There's two grooves. It's going to make for some really great feature racing later on tonight. Looks like Jeremiah Schengeldecker is going to take this heat race, maybe three more laps. But yeah, like you said, the track is gorgeous. It's in great condition. It's two. You always want more than one groove of racing because you don't want to do follow the leader. That's no fun to watch.
Right.
And we have two grooves here, so
yeah.
All the racing so far has been exciting, and it's only going to get better from here.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the A-Main feature with the sprints because I think that's going to be a kick-ass show. Matt, do we have any info on where AJ is going to start the feature?
I think they didn't do the redraw yet.
Okay.
So he won his heat. He'll go to the redraw, and that'll determine where he starts.
Okay. And now, how does that work with the sprint cars? The top three redraw from each heat?
Like I said, this is my first night of the year. I'm having a brain fart. It's either the first two or first three. I think it's the top two from each heat race.
Okay.
So I think the top six redraw.
Okay.
And so what that means to tell you people that don't know sprint car or dirt racing. So there were three heat races for sprint cars. The top two cars in each race, they'll go back to the pill draw and they will draw 1 through 6. And that'll determine the starting spots
where they start.
The other guys are set based on their finish and timing in the heat races.
Okay. All right. Well, it should be interesting. Looking forward to it. I think we're close. I think we have one more heat race left, and then we'll have a little intermission here. They'll get the track reprepped.
No, they didn't do the street stocks yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we got one more division to go.
One more division. Yeah.
Okay.
We have one more division.
And then we'll have an intermission. They'll get the track ready, and then we'll go into all the main features.
And the sprints are first. I forget the address of the events, though.
So,
oh, no, the modifiers are done. Now we're on the street stocks.
Okay. Well, it's going to be an interesting rest of the night. We'll check in with everybody here in a little bit. We've got one more show that we can do here later. And I think we have a caller. Let's see who this is. I think it might be. Hello?
How do you not know my number by now?
I knew it was you. It's Christina. We're joined by Christina from sunny South Florida. Christina, how you doing?
Oh, it is not sunny here. It is. We have, severe thunderstorms and coastal flooding. So, no, I'm following along to what's happening up north because it's sunny and raining where you are.
It's another typical day in Florida.
Yeah.
Another typical day in Florida. Is there anyone flooding down the streets on bath salts right now?
No, that happens more north of us, thank God.
Christina,
no Antonio Brown sightings lately either, so we're okay.
Well, that's good. So is there anything else going on in the world of dirt that we need to know about that you're keeping up on?
No, I've been following you guys. I pretty much haven't really tuned into anything. There's racing in Attica tonight. I know that. I do know Williams Grove canceled due to rain.
Canceled.
Which is no shocker because they can't prep a track
actually,
to save their life.
Speaking of Attica, local sprint car driver here, Cy Lynch, is out there tonight in the Premier Motorsports number 70. So
yes,
that's pretty cool for him. It would have been, we would have loved to have him here because I know he was going to run for points. But, when an opportunity like that calls, you got to go.
Yeah, you can't. You take those chances and you run. So, it's cool to see him out there running in Ohio. I do know a lot of the PA guys are really upset, so more north ones, because Danny Dietrich and them came home from the All-Star Circuit of Champions to race at Williams Grove, and, well, they aren't doing anything.
Should have came to Lernerville. Christina, is Kyle Larson at Attica tonight? Because if he is, everybody else should just go home.
No, I think he's still running the midget races, but I mean, I'll check and I will make sure I find out where he's at for everybody.
I mean, the way he's been running, I don't see how maybe he's at both places at once.
He could
win both of them at the same time, probably. He seems to be winning everything.
I bet you he's in Hubstadt, or however you say it, Hubstadt tonight. Hubstadt. The Indiana track.
Yes, he's with the midgets. Yeah, he's running Indiana Midget Week, and that's race cars, not a reference to a size of a person. so nobody take that into offense there. No, that he's running with Indiana. I know that for sure, but I couldn't remember exactly which track. They all blend into me.
Yeah.
Midgets are midgets. Well,
Christina, you're missing some hell of a dirt racing tonight up here at Lernerville.
I'm not missing it when both you and Matt are there. I don't miss anything. I follow it.
That's right.
Religiously.
That's good. You, following your favorite sports radio show. I like it.
we won't put you in the penalty box for this week.
Yeah, you're safe from the penalty.
Yeah, you're safe.
Guys.
John's going in there, though.
Swim team.
Swim team's in there for sure.
He's in there with Dennis.
He's in there with Dennis with little floaties on.
Yep.
You guys are
Dennis
something else.
Dennis and Joey Logano.
All right, well, Christina, I hate to cut my part of the interview short. I got to get back to AJ and finish preparing for the heat race.
Go so back to work.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I will talk to you. We'll have a segment later before I leave tonight. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Okay, I'll be down in a minute.
Okay, thanks for the charge.
No problem. Well, thanks for calling in, Christine. I appreciate it, checking in on us. I'm glad that you're following along. Hopefully, we're reporting everything good enough for you.
Oh, no, you guys are doing great. I couldn't follow along on my new iPhone the way I wanted to, so I figured I would just call in and listen to you two for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to learn myself, but... Yeah.
I happened to look at the switchboard and seeing your number. I'm like, oh, I think this is Christina. So that was definitely a pleasant surprise, especially after the text that I received from you and your supper that you're drinking.
Yes, I'm having a Matt special for for dinner tonight. So no, just all kidding aside, but no. You guys enjoy. I just wanted to call in quick and basically listen and see how things were going. I'm glad Lernerville is not getting any of the rain that most of the, you know, other side of the state has seen in Florida.
Yeah.
So I know we have some tracks up north running, but, I mean, that's way north of me. So hopefully, you know, it stays great. And AJ pulls a good number for the regional. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Make sure it's a good number.
I'm going to go down and check and see where he's starting at. Well, obviously, we'll be tweeting and Twitter Live and Facebook Living everything as much as we can. And so, yeah, keep in touch and watch our social media pages.
You guys have a good night, and I'll catch everybody on the flip side. Later.
All right. See you later. All right. That was Christina calling in. Of course, she is my co-host on Saturday mornings when we do our Talking Dirty episode. But we will not be having one of those tomorrow morning since we are here live at Lernerville tonight. Keep an eye on our Twitter and Facebook pages. We'll be letting everybody know how the features will line up. They are running, finishing some of the heat races now. So we're going to head down to the pits, catch up with Matt and AJ down there, and see how everybody does. So catch everybody on Twitter and Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Of course, for Christina, for John, for Matt, I'm your host, Pete. Until we talk in a little bit later, see ya.
Race was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud, and haul and shine with his regular lines till the track got in his blood. He was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing tide or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hellraiser, and a racetrack Romeo. Mama, lock your daughters up, that foul bunch is back in town. And them little girls get frisky when they hear that race car sound. They're bringing out the yellow flag, somebody's breaks the trail. There's oil slick on the inside and a rick along the rail. You better stand on the stroker, cause a bandit's on your tail. It's a downright joy for a country boy when he hears them engines moan. But you gotta hang tough and it gets real rough.